Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Good morning. You got The Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because you know no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
Still on the radio.
Boy, this morning's flying by, huh, John?
I'm like, Randy, unbelievable. I'm pulling in, okay, I'm late, I've got an excuse, and I'm pulling in the parking lot, and here's Randy coming in behind me.
Wait a minute. Whoa, let's back up to that I've got an excuse part. That's what I want to hear.
My cat, you know the cat, my cat that hates me, and I hate her?
Yes.
She turned my alarm clock off.
See what I tell you?
She gets on a little side table there at the bed, and I wake up sometimes and I look at her, she's looking at me, and I think she's gonna pee on my head. I mean, she really hates me. We really do not have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. Now, I gotta tell you, that cat hates me too. I can't believe
you're telling me the cat your house too.
I'm telling you. I woke up. I thought the cat was gonna pee on me. I'm telling you, he turned off the alarm.
Randy. No. Your wife turned off the alarm. She hates you.
That's
okay.
Right.
Hello.
Don't you know, everybody ought not have a cat or a wife for that matter.
All right, now come on.
If Jackie hadn't called to say she was running late.
Hold on.
Is that still an issue? Jackie was running late?
Jackie called to wake me up.
Pillars, help me out here.
Who is in charge around here? What is going on?
Pillars is standing here looking all by himself like the rapture has happened, and he's the only one that missed it.
Johnny, by the way, I called you twice.
Oh, did you?
Hello, Isley's. Hello.
And all she heard was meow, 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 meow.
So, Billy, you walk in, you don't want to hear Pillars. But Pillars, were you here?
I'm just standing here like an idiot.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Pillars and Billy standing at the door watching me walk in. I told Billy, please don't fire me. He had to make his own coffee this morning.
They turned Johnny into a toad.
Unbelievable.
What are we going to do?
And then I had the pleasure of driving in behind John Boy. And you know, the pressure is there that I want to get here. I don't care if it's 30 seconds, just long enough to run in the door before he gets in. So, but no, I couldn't pass him.
No way.
Uh-uh.
Hello.
New.
Who are we talking about here?
Talking about John Boy, see, driver.
All he wants to do is get here 30 seconds ahead of you so he can rub your nose. Me, me, me.
Oh, no. I just wanted to get here so he couldn't rub my nose.
And I pulled up and your car wasn't in your spot. Oh, what's going on?
He got out and I actually saw him look down at the space like maybe he had stepped on it.
Yes.
Oh. I told Bill, I said, Johnny be Randy to work. That's not good.
So did you get my line? You saw my little deals?
I did. I drafted you all the way in. Except for that part where you almost killed those people on the interstate. I let you go on now. That's why I'm 30 seconds behind you.
See, it looks close to you, but when you're in my body.
Yeah. Plenty. Well, it was really close for me. That's why I let you have it.
Yeah, he said, see, the one, you know, when it stopped up like that, just on the
right. I know. You went to the right lane, and he rode the emergency ramp just for a second.
Go low, go low. Yeah,
he did good.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, we're all here.
Zach Tilio.
So the overall quality of the show is about to really pick up.
Let's start grading it right now, all right?
So what you're saying is we're in a tight spot.
We're in a tight spot, boys. Let's compress, depress, and express. And a big show's on the radio, Jackie. Ow. Glad you can make it. I'm sorry, man. Good morning. The big show is on the radio. And we're headed toward Outburst. All right. Here we go. Giving you legs up from this date in history where we'll get our three categories that you will be having to think about. Please think along with us. It is Monday, March the 25th. On this date, 1937, the world's first synod advertisement appeared in the Washington Daily News. 1937.
Man, I know they were going back that far.
It's an old Rayford's bread. Actually, the floral scented advertising page was placed by the People's Drugstore Company to promote a flower sale.
Oh, so it wasn't even a real perfume ad.
It wasn't like I used to hate opening up in Belt credit cards. I'd smell like a French whore about for 30 minutes.
But it did give you a great excuse.
Yeah, sorry, honey, I've been opening the mail. You got change for 100? French, you know, they're cheap.
Yeah.
It was on this date, 1954, the first commercial production color television set was manufactured by RCA. 5,000 of the model CT-100 sets were manufactured in RCA's Bloomington, Indiana plant. The 37-tube chassis featured a color Niscope.
No, it's Kinescope.
Kinescope?
Mm-hmm. It's like a little wheel that refracts
moved around and made it color.
Yeah.
Provided a tiny 11.5 by 8.5 inch picture with rounded sides. Oh, that's it. Color TV looked like a washing machine.
Yeah. Rayford still got one, and I'm not kidding.
The first color TV sets produced surprisingly good color images. In fact, the red and green colors were actually more rich and saturated than the colors depicted on today's sets.
See, that's when I knew how to make them.
RCA's first color set had a list of a price of $1,000. A lot of money considering that NBC, which pioneered the color system used today, supplied only 68 hours of color broadcast during the entire year of 1954.
Man.
That was something. I'm trying to remember the first show I saw on color was Bonanza over my granddaddy's house. I don't remember what year that was.
We had a TV when I was growing up, and I've told my daughter this, and of course it has no impact because I'm turning into my grandfather.
Right.
But we had a TV growing up that got two channels, and the way you changed the channels was with a beer opener.
Huh?
It didn't even have a handle on it. You know, the beer opener, or bottle opener, I guess I should say, has the little, you know, little hole in the end of it. You had to stick that on the channel thing and click it around.
You always had a beer opener if you needed one.
But we was grateful.
I remember we got about three, but we were high tech. You have that little thing that sit on top of the TV, and you crank it, and it would turn the antenna.
Oh, yeah, the antenna rotor. Yeah.
You can't hide money.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Mama, which way's Raleigh?
We had tinfoil and rabbit ears. And if you moved the handle, it did nothing.
Yeah.
We did have the box, because someday we was going to get us one.
We got three channels out of Charlotte.
Three?
When I was growing up.
And SPA out of Spartanburg.
And then SPA out of Spartanburg if the weather was right. Yeah.
So you were lucky. You lived close to Big City. I had to go one in Greensboro and one in Raleigh. We're right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But you had the rooftop antenna.
I know. Lucky for us. It was on this date. Here's your final leg up. This date, March 25th, 1989. Is this who you're talking about? The John Boy of boxing?
The John Boy of the boxing world.
Oh. Let's see. Michael Nunn defended his world middleweight boxing title in Las Vegas.
I'm the king of the world.
Then promptly lost the $1 million check at the victory party.
I said, I'm the, oh my gosh, where'd it go?
The next day, Nunn got a call from an honest janitor who found the check while sweeping up.
Whew.
Nunn rewarded the janitor with a $50 tip.
Oh. Hey, big spender.
Hey, you go, pal. Thanks. Don't lose it.
Oh, well, I'll say for the record, Johnny's a much better tipper than
Thank
Michael
Thank you very much. I was hoping that's why he was picking me up.
But he's just as careless with checks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, there you go. Here's where you're ready to play out, Burrs. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Be caller 9. You'll play what is next. Good morning, a big show is on the radio, and it's time.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And joining us first thing this morning out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, it's Benson.
We'll have a big show time.
Hello, Benson. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. All right, Benson, well, let's see if you can win this prize package, buddy. You ready?
I'm going to try. I was in the bathroom when you gave your legs up.
Okay, oh, you're just going to have to think on your feet then. Stand up. You know, sometimes I do some of my best thinking in the bathroom. You might want to go back in there, Benson. All right, buddy, here we go. Give me 3 cents.
3 what?
3 S-C-E-N-T-S.
Smelling, sight.
Smells,
three
aromas.
Smells. Ready?
Go.
Hearing, smelling, taste.
No, he doesn't understand.
Those right? Are senses.
No, not senses.
3 aromas. All right, let's 3 odors. 3 scents.
Oh. Smells. 3 smells.
That's a lot better than what I had.
No more.
Ready, go.
Roses, gladiolas, violets.
Oh, yeah. Now, Sina, that's amazing because the first scented advertisement happened on this day, like 1938, and it was about a flower sale.
And you were in the bathroom and didn't even hear that.
Maybe he was thinking he could have used some flowers when he was in it. All right, Benson, here we go, buddy. 3 color TV shows. Ready, go.
Bonanza, Heat of the Night, Dallas.
Yeah. All right. 3 good ones. And Benson, for the win, 3 things you have to write on a check. Ready, go.
Your name, the date, the amount.
Yeah. And you did it, Benson. You win.
Oh, Benson's back on top again.
He's alive, warm.
Oh, oh, oh.
Appreciate you, buddy. Hold on, Jack, and get your information, man.
Love you, man.
Love you back, man. It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I love all those fine, big, strong radio men. Walter Winchell, Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, John Boy and Billy. Oh, John Boy and Billy. That only 2 white men ever make me more.
Woo!
I feel so vulnerable. Come on! Your limp back. Well, you walk over, but your limp back. Come on!
Morning Big Show is on the radio. It's Monday, March the 25th. My birthday is this Friday. Huh? We'll have the Big Show shipping docks open on Wednesday afternoon.
You know, I had the biggest panic attack this morning pulling into my parking space. Oh, man, I'm actually glad to get back to work. I mean, I think John Boy's birthday is today! No, it can't be. So the first thing I ask him, when's your birthday?
Randy puts a lot of pressure on himself being the present king around here.
And, of course, Johnny thought it was a pop quiz. You didn't think I knew.
And something else I didn't know. What shirt I was wearing? It says, Dear John Boy, it was great to hear our fire department mentioned on the Big Show. There you were talking about Pine Mountain Valley Fire Department. Pine Mountain Valley Fire Department.
See, even they're not sure what it is.
No, wrong again, Dwayne.
Pine Mountain Valley Fire Department.
Thank you.
Also, you're wearing our t-shirt, and it was a special honor. I was in Charlotte back in January, and I came by the station, only to find that you and the Big Show crew were gone to a guest appearance. I did leave several of our fire department t-shirts, department patches, some goodies from Callaway Gardens, or the Gardens at Callaway, as they are known now. Your staff were very nice, gave me the nickel tour of the studio. We started listening to the Big Show, I think, back in 1994 on Rock 103 out of Columbus, Georgia. Even though we've never met, I feel like we're friends. Your show is a way of making it seem we're all neighbors. We thank you for the respect and attention you give public safety personnel and our brothers and sisters in the military. If you're in the Big Show gang ever and I are, please give us a call. We'd love to take you on lunch and give you our nickel tour.
Right.
Jack McClung, Chief.
If from the Pine Mountain Valley Fair.
That's cool. Well, thank you. So, see, well, that's why I didn't remember, because I wasn't here.
So you had an excuse this time.
See? I bet I have a lot more excuses of stuff I don't know about. I just don't know about them. So, thank you,
Chief. Y'all send us a letter and let him know what his excuses are.
What am I thinking now? Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. All right. We got everybody around the microphones. You got a part, Randy? You need a microphone?
No, I don't need a mic. Thank
you. All right. We got our scripts. Everybody quiet on the set and
welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Patrick and Sister Mary. As our story opens, Gerald Spanky O'Toole is just opening up the Harry the Dog Pub in Dublin, Ireland.
Top of the morning to you, Spanky.
Howdy there, Patrick. How long the doctor say you had to wear them shoes?
Here now. I like me shoes.
You leave the matching braces at home, did you? Last time I seen a pair of legs like that, there was a message tied to one of them.
Here now. Why you gotta be so mean?
Truth hurts, don't it?
So you pouring yet?
If you're paying, I'm pouring.
Fair enough. Sure is a beautiful morn.
It is. And don't spoil it by trying to make small talk with me.
All right, Chuckles. Not that I don't enjoy your company, but would you mind if I took me drink outside and sipped it in the sunshine on that bench out front?
You shouldn't sneak off with me glassware, would you?
I'd take something a bit nicer than this jelly jar-looking thing. Make me turn to petty thievery. Look, I'm just gonna be right outside the door here.
What?
No. Why don't you go pick up lunch at the pizza place? Rub me nose in it proper. All right, go ahead. Don't be trying to make conversation with people as they walk by. I'm trying to attract business.
That's depressing. You wouldn't sneak off with me glassware, would you? Don't flatter yourself, you big dumb buzz killer.
I heard that!
Hey, talking to yourself, are you there, sonny?
Morning there, your holiness.
Sister is fine, son. I'm just a nun. I ain't a pope.
Oh, I'm begging your pardon. Beautiful day, ain't it?
And how would you know? Just look at yourself. Not even 10 o'clock in the morning. Here you are numbing your senses with the demon rum.
Taint rum, it's whiskey.
Aye, it's the devil's Gatorade. And it'll be the death of you one day.
Could y'all keep it down out there? It's like the UN.
Here now, sister, don't the church turn a kindly eye.
What? I'm sorry. I think your lips are numb. I can't understand a word you're saying.
I said here now.
I thought that's what you said.
Don't the church turn a kindly eye on the occasional nip?
Maybe so, but I don't. Trust me, lad, the sooner you pull yourself away from whiskey, the better.
But, have you ever tried it yourself?
Certainly not.
Well, now, ain't that kind of like writing a bad review? when you ain't even seen the play?
What in the world are you talking about?
That's a damn good question.
Well, it seems to me that even if you continued to be opposed to drinking whiskey, you'd have a more convincing argument if you actually had some experience with it. Come on in, and I'll buy ye a glass.
You're out of your mind. I ain't setting foot inside the den of... I don't know. I think I want to say iniquity.
Oh, then have yourself a pull off mine. I ain't got nothing contagious.
Oh, and you'd love that, wouldn't ya? Me standing here in my nun's habit, sharing sips with a stranger like I was one of them little chippies over there on Hanover Street.
You're not giving me a whole lot to work with here, sister.
Telling me.
All right. Supposing you was to get the bartender to...
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Pour me a little taste of that whiskey into a teacup. That way, if anyone was to come by, they'd think I was just sharing a cup of Earl Grey with an acquaintance.
Fair enough, but don't move.
All right.
I'll be right back. Yes, indeed. This could be a mighty interesting morning. Hey, Spanky, I'll take a refill. Could you pour another small one into a teacup for me?
Ah, oh, is that nun hanging around out there again?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy's International Playhouse.
Where are y'all going later?
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old Mother Superior say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold it, dollar."
Away she went, my lips don't touch, well, her sign is halt. I'm also fun, a son of a gun. Everyone knows it's Lantless. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. My joke for radio six. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. A funny son of a gun. I'm coming up every new dog I know. Oh, oh, oh.
What?
Coming up on John Boy Jeopardy time.
mailbag.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Those letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
John Boy!
Mailman, mail today.
Yes, of course, I am handling God's mail from the U.S. Postal Service. So I took back over from Jackie after the anthrax scare
was over.
Yeah. Said director of human resources for John Boy Entourage. And so
well, wait a minute, you're the director of Herman Resources.
I know he had one, but it says the letter starts with my dear lovely Jackie. You want me to read it, Jackie? You want to. You don't mind me reading your mail, do you?
No.
My dear lovely Jackie, I would like to apply for the position of entourage member being vacated by stupid due to dereliction of duties resulting from mental illness.
Now again, you're going to have to be more specific.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This comes up a lot.
He's talking about Figgy, who just got married.
Oh.
All right. Figgy. Yeah, by the way, hey, Figgy. Hey, Peyton. Oh, Connor, by the way, you're fishing in the Wrightsville Beach King Mackerel Tournament. We're going to take the duh-huh out. Anyway, so I feel I'm the logical replacement and would be an asset for the following reasons. Can drink nearly a six-pack in a single setting. Know most of John Boy's lingo. Duh-huh, ahoy, etc. Have my own pickup and pop tent, so am mobile. Am not easily shamed or embarrassed. Am an expert on skipping out on tabs, checks, bills.
Well, whatever works.
Do a heck of a General Tom Sadler impression. Mm. I understand the following. Everything I say and do must be for John Boy's convenience and ever-expanding ego.
Expanding?
He even talks like you.
He is good.
I understand that the pay and appreciation will be none or little, if any. That from time to time I'd be required to deal with the freaks, geeks, and oddballs that appear, i.e. Astronerd, Tim Wilson, Randy. I understand that I must start at the bottom as loser third class. Understand that I am subject to termination at any time for no reason other than John Boy's pleasure or mood. I will require the following. Access to the free food and studio. A big bag. A t-shirt. With one pocket and logo. A hat, a cape, non-negotiable.
Ooh.
A fresh roll of TP.
Toilet paper.
Per week. Oh, thank you, Jackie. Access to Rayford's liquor drawer. And right to smack Randy once in a while.
Perfect.
I feel I would fit right in with the other losers. I mean entourage member like Fat Boy, Skinny Kenny, Montana Carl, Bubba Hoyt, and Flumpty. Glove, Goober Joe, that's Goober with two O's.
Another letter from our listeners today.
Well, you can't say he doesn't understand the job.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Coming up in about, 15, 20 minutes, we'll have a latest edition of Dumb Crook News. We'll see. Criminals didn't take spring break, so we'll catch you up.
Yep.
All right, now it is John Boy Jeopardy time. This is the only part of the human body that does not contain sweat glands.
Teeth.
Booger. I think he's talking about the skin.
The outside of your body.
Places it would normally have sweat glands.
Not the inside parts, So what do y'all think? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll start with caller 9. Go till we get a winner. Let's do it. Good morning, the Big Show is on your radio. Yeah, looking at that time, I think it is. Hit it.
Yes, live across America, it's John Billy Jeopardy.
Wah, 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 wah.
And now your host, America's radio sweetheart. Oh, sorry, America's radio sweetheart.
That's more like it.
He's John Boy.
Thank you.
Hey, hello, contestant number one, Robert out of Columbus, Georgia. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Just wonderful.
Good, good. Glad you're wonderful, Robert. Well, let's think about it. What? Say what?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is the only part of the human body that does not contain sweat glands.
I've got to come up and say ears.
Show us your ears. Ooh, not ears, but a good guess.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert. We got Chris out of Lawrence, South Carolina up now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right, Chris, what part of your body don't sweat?
How about the back of your hand?
Show us the back of your hand. I like to show you the back of my hand. Oh, no, Chris. Thanks for playing, buddy.
First time calling.
All right, man. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to spoil anybody's guesses, but John Boy's first guess at this question was the bottom of your feet. See, you see how much has changed since he doesn't take his own shoes off anymore?
Oh. First, his poots don't stink.
Now my feet don't sweat. All right, we got Ruth out of Tallahassee, Florida. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think, my little baby doc?
Well, how about the tongue?
Show us your tongue.
What? Now, you know, if it did, how would you know?
That's right. I mean, that's more of an internal body. That's more of an internal. So
some people's breath would be even worse if that were true.
You know, my taste buds sweat sometimes. So maybe that. Ruth, thanks for playing with us this morning.
Thank you. Can I say a shout out to my daughter and granddaughter up in Hartsville, South Carolina?
Absolutely.
Hey, to Carrie and Kelsey, 5 miles from Darlington. They love racing.
All right.
And they love you guys.
No, we love them more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Have a good day. We got Mike out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man, we just looking for a winner. Is it you?
How about lips?
Show us your lips. Well, you're absolutely right, man. Your lips does not have sweat glands. Human bodies actually contain anywhere from 2 million to 4 million sweat glands, Mike, which cover every square inch of the body except the lips.
You see, Dumber.
So you can't say, kiss me, sweat lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to say sweet lips, not
it
sweat lips.
Work.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no. Jackie, get your information.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. More Big Show right around the corner.
Good morning. This is Big Show plastic surgeon Dr. Harlan P. Wynn. I fixed Jackie's twins, Randy's butt, and Smarty Marty's massive man hooters. Next up on the John Boy and Billy Big Show, lipo for John Boy, shin extensions for Billy, and Tater. Sorry, but a brain transplant is a little out of my league. But I'll take a whack at it. I mean, what could it hurt?
Got a Big Show on the radio. When's my chair going to break? 2 hours?
If you're busting up the chair and still confident that you're not going to let this diet change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to be good this weekend. I'm not going to go off of it.
Shut up.
He's dealing with it through his humor.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we got a big argument Monday afternoon about sugar-free popsicles.
Oh, man, the diet Randy's got me on, the Southeast diet, is so specific.
In the first
I'm not
phase
a specific guy. I need, some categories to work.
Do
some
you
parameters
girls just
to work
get on the phone and argue on your days off?
Apparently. Yeah. We weren't even off. This was part of my work day.
Yeah, me and Randy argue about my diet, whether it says no sugar added. Well, it's not sugar free.
That's different.
And then this low carb. No.
Low carb does not mean
I just want fudge sickle.
Let me guess. At one point, Randy finally goes, have a fudge sickle.
I did.
Have a whole box of them.
I did. I said, I tell you what, just go ahead and eat it then.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. I want to get the right one.
Shut up. You sound like me. I'm pathetic.
Pete, give the boy a fudgesicle.
Popsicle makes a sugar-free fudgesicle that tastes great.
They do.
But old dumbass over here can't find them in the freezer section of the grocery store.
I don't know where they're. Is it Harris Teeter? Saw John Mobile grilling sauce on sale.
Freezer section.
I was going to say, that's nowhere near the ice cream.
No.
I don't shop good.
Really? No.
Then and they put stuff up to distract you. I think that they play stuff like on purpose.
Really?
Like
products and things. Yeah. You might be onto something there.
Those mind games at the grocery store. They're just so dastardly.
All of a sudden, I mean, I'm over here at Housewares and Dog Food trying to find Tug or something to eat. And out pop some Cheetos.
I think the Cheetos might have been misplaced from somebody else's car.
No, were they liver-flavored Cheetos?
Yeah.
And by the way, that bacon in that aisle is not really bacon.
You idiot.
Just for the record, in the snack biscuits, you want the kind for large idiots. Yeah.
But it was fun for me. I went over to his house and put one on his nose and said, no, no, no. Okay, go. Go.
Idiot.
It's an adventure out there in supermarket land.
It sounds exciting.
There's a whole big world out there.
I talked to a guy from the meat department.
Meat department.
Was somebody help me find some mozzarella cheese?
What are you, unfrozen caveman consumer?
He helped you.
How
find
did you
cheese?
Have a hard time finding the mozzarella cheese?
The meat guy.
There's all kind of cheeses there.
There's no cheese here.
This is the meat department, sir.
Well, what kind of grocery store is this?
I think they enjoy running you around the store. Yeah. Pop-up things at you. Jesus!
Well, you know, they give you a little cart with wheels, so you ain't got to lug it all around on your journey.
And that's another thing, man. Now, the mamas with the little babies, they had the cool shopping carts. It was like race cars. One was sitting there in race cars and trains and stuff. I mean, you know, you got
to... Before you ask, no, I'm not going to the store with you and push you around in one of those.
I will. I'll do it.
You bunch of idiots.
And, you know, the mamas get to have fun because they're out shopping, you know, and that Harris Teeter, it's some baby.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. Now we're getting to it.
Yes, they sure are.
Baby doll shop.
Yes. Yeah. And if you notice, that they're real focused. They don't want to talk to you or nothing while they're in there.
Because chances are they got one like you waiting on them at home.
I stood beside our grilling sauce and smiled for about 30 minutes, and nobody recognized me.
I thought you were some mental patient who just came.
I was trying to get the same expression I had on the bottle.
And he had to keep looking at it.
All right. We're awake. Hey, well, since we didn't get to go to the mall this year in our annual Christmas shopping,
let's all go to the grocery store.
That's it, man. We're going to take a trip to the grocery store. Me and Jackie and Tater on these diets, we can all get our food together.
Fudgesicle now!
You're in that grocery store. Here's something you'll be hearing later today. Clean up on aisle 4.
All right, we said. Let's hurry up and finish with work. Hang on.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.